you explain what the Bucktown Review is?
It's this magical, old-timey type show, similar to the style of A Prairie Home Companion and the Grand Ole Opry. And it's more about local Midwestern culture. It's so quintessentially Quad Cities. I say, if you ever have anybody visiting from out of town, you got to bring them to this kind of show because it's so what we are in the Quad Cities.
And when did it get started?
It actually started about 9 years ago. Originally, it was called River City's Radio Hour, and it was at the Moline Club. And we made a transition, went over to River Music Experience in Davenport and labeled it the Bucktown Review. And we outgrew our facility upstairs, and so we moved on to the Nice Wander Junior Theater in Davenport on Eastern Avenue.
And so what is a typical show like?
Okay, so that's the fun part of the Bucktown Review, because every show switches up and it can be very different, because the heart of it is it's a variety show. So you never know what you're going to get, but it's always a really fun experience. So you might be hearing a singer-songwriter, somebody local who's putting out their music and getting it out there. We do tons of bluegrass. We do Celtic music. You'll hear people who are really fun and vibrant. We have a musical comedian named Steve Couch who performs. So it's just this, you don't know what to expect kind of feel, but it's always a good time.
So how do you get your material each month?
Well, we have our main director and producer, and his name is Mike Romke. And so he's kind of the big brains of the outfit to put everything together and come up with the ideas and direct us. But it is a very collaborative effort amongst the cast members, where we get inspired by certain songs. We try to pull from really the old-time stuff that maybe has been forgotten over time, and we want to keep those older traditions alive. And so we'll bring all this wonderful music together and pour it out of our hearts to play. The best way I like to describe it is that if you think about your favorite plays and musicals you've ever gone to locally, and taking your favorite people who have performed in those, put them together once a month and let them pick their favorite stuff that inspires and moves them, and then have them perform it in front of you, kind of on a front porch view experience or backyard feel of that camaraderie and fun. That's kind of what the Bucktown Review is.
Now, are the cast members the same each month, or do you switch it up?
We do have our main cast members that come through, and so people have that continuity where you come and you kind of have your key players that are the same, but then we have all these musical guests come in, and so that switches it up and brings the variety, along with we're not always playing the same exact songs each month, although we do close out the night with a song called Goodnight Irene, and that's one of my favorite points in the show, because it's kind of the cornerstone of we've got this tradition of singing it. And so we'll do a couple verses, and then at one point we stop all the instruments and we do this a cappella chorus of Goodnight Irene, and you watch as the audience sings along with us.
Irene, good night.
Almost gives me goosebumps each time, because it's just this magical moment where everybody's kind of united together. It's not just performers and audience, but it's this big, huge community thing that we're doing. And you hear all these voices, and sometimes people throw in four-part harmonies. And I'm like, how did I not know about this earlier? This is magical. And I wish I'd been a part of the Bucktown Review from the very day it started. And I love it. It makes me very happy. There's a lot of things in life where we go to work and we kind of, you know, you give all of yourself to it. And this is something in my life that being a cast member, it just fills me up with a lot of joy and refuels me. So it's always a great time.
We've been talking with Cora Wynn, cast member at the Bucktown Review as part of Quad Cities Live Month. And what about the audience?
All right. So I would say a typical audience member would be somebody who likes quirky, different things, is up for fun, and enjoys things being real and wants something that's not just your stereotypical, okay, we went and listened to a cover band. They want to hear live musicians and quality musicianship. They want to have an experience that has local culture and relevance. They want to be moved and they want to be a part of things. I mean, it's very common to see audience members turn and talk to maybe the people behind them or in front of them and say, oh, what'd you think of that? And you don't always see that anymore. It's a lovely environment. There's never a quiet moment. There's always a buzz there.
So how do you feel about Quad Cities Live Month and kind of bringing attention to things like the Bucktown Review?
I love it. I was so grateful that they're putting it on, and we're so grateful to be participating because I, being a part of this show, am so pro it and love it, and I tell everybody about it, and it always floors me when I find out, oh, you've never heard of it before, and I'm like, well, we've been trying. We put it in the newspaper. We put out posters and do social media, but there's still tons of people who've never heard about the Bucktown Review, and so it's awesome in that Quad Cities Live, it is taking all of these different organizations that love the arts and just love the Quad Cities and saying, here's what we have and we want to offer it to you.
And you have a show coming up now. What can people expect?
Okay, so this particular one, we are going to be having some singer-songwriters. We've got John Phillips and Angela Meyer performing. We also, I'm super excited, we have a master zither player who's going to be coming and playing. He's from Germany, so that's a wonderful cultural experience that we're going to be having there. And once again, we've got our house bands and a variety of other little things that are going to be at the show that bring it to its fullness and fun. We call it 2 hours of happiness guaranteed.
Angela the baker, age of 43, fed a sugar candy and she still won't marry me. Angela the baker, Angela I know, should have married Angela just 20 years ago. Angela the baker lived on the village green, way I've always loved her, beats all you've ever seen. Angela the baker, Angela I know, should I?